Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, class, sit down. Everybody take your seats. Seats. Places, everyone. Seatbelts, too, today. In fact, yes, we are going to open the show siding with Big Pharma. Today? Yes, I know. Listen, I don't want to shock you. That's why I said sit down, put on a seatbelt.
Wait a minute. It is what? Not April Fool's Day. You're doing this a little late.
No. This is for real. We are going to side with Big Pharma today. I know.
What's
it's crazy. It's like,
business?
Right? They're all going to run. Don't listen to Robert Scott Bell. He sides with Big Pharma. What is that all about?
Well, he sold out.
All right. Put the pause button on. We're going to get there in just a moment. But you heard the voice of my humble and lovable producer, Super Don. It's like, where's Waldo? Where has he been? Where is he going? What can he reveal about his whereabouts as he's going cross-country? I mean, this is sort of like the tour you had intended to do. It's just a different way.
I've got a tease, actually.
Do you have a tease?
I am going to post right now a picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the only clue I'm going to give as to where I am just today. Not where I'm ending up, but where I am today. We'll see if maybe people can guess.
You're going to see, okay, well, we'll post it up. But basically, you sound good today. I just want to be sure, because people are concerned, is he under the weather? Is he hiding under a rock?
Yeah, I've got a good internet connection today. I'm not plugging the computer into a tree under a cliff this time. Yeah.
Right, okay. So this is an important thing for people to worry, if they're worried about you, Super Don, right? Because they do. They love you. All things are going well. In fact, there's very exciting news that we will be announcing when Super Don says it's okay to announce. Very big news. But for the moment, again, we're on. Hey, the phone's working today, as far as you know, 866-939-BELL?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, just
so if you want. If you want to call in, 866-939-2355 for the next couple hours, you can always go to robertscottbell.com, link in, see the show notes, see what we're intending to do. We've got loads of questions of the day today. We are open for phone calls. Rumor had it, Sally Elcordi wants to give us an update on the vaccine issue in New York, so be on the lookout for Sally's call if she wants to chime in. But suffice it to say, it's one of those unusual days where we side with Big Pharma, because that never happens, except on April Fool's. But since this is not April Fool's, we're August. We're doing some hot August days and nights right now. We've got to explain ourselves. We've got some splaining to do. Now, this relates to one of your favorite topics, Super Don. It's off-label drug promotion. Right? You love this. Come on. You love it when Big Pharma gets to say, use this drug in all the unapproved ways. Shh, doc, look this way, but don't tell anybody. You can actually, you know that heart drug? You can use it here, here, and here as well. Right? And that's supposed to be illegal. Why does this upset you so much, Super Don, over the years? Let it out. Let us know. What is it that gets you about that?
Well, you know, I've come to terms with it being the way it is, and so I don't quite get as hot under the collar over it. But the part that I really hate is that if you try to do that with anything but a pharmaceutical drug, you will get fined, you will have your business shut down, you'll be raided, go to jail, But a doctor can do it, and that's okay because he's a doctor.
He's got a license, right?
Right.
License to kill. Now, if we look at this subject matter, and you bring up a very important point, the unequal under the law, unequal protection, right? If you're a drug company and you do this, you get away with it. Even though the FDA will talk a good game to say, no, you're not supposed to do that, but in reality, they might get fined. But the fine would be like, fining me or you 3 cents, right? You're like, okay, we cherish every bit of money we can make here, but 3 cents, okay, no problem, right?
The reason why that's so frustrating is because that is something they work into their yearly budget.
Into their budget,
We're going to get caught this many times. Let's have this much set aside for fines.
Well, we're going to make an extra $3 billion. They'll fine us $300,000 or $3 million. Whoop-de-frickin-do, right? That's their response. They know it's built into the budget. Now, why is it that I said we're siding with Big Pharma? Interesting case here. Second Circuit Court, U.S. District Court in New York, it's in New England area, Friday's decision on a First Amendment case. A pharmaceutical manufacturer of a prescription form of fish oil. Not a big fan of prescription fish oil. There's Omacor and I don't know this particular brand. But basically, they've been promoting off-label uses because there has been some clinical studies, maybe even some published literature, about the reduction of triglycerides along with other drugs if they use their particular form of a prescription fish oil. So they're out there, sending out the peer-reviewed literature and going, hey, look at this. Doc, you might want to use our fish oil for these cases because it looks promising. Now, and normally, the FDA would go, after a year or two of this has gone on and they've made an extra billion, they go, you can't do it. Here's your fine. But for whatever reason, this company, maybe they're not one of the biggest, they decided to do a preemptive lawsuit. A preemptive lawsuit. This is usually what the FDA does and the FTC does. Preempts your ability to speak freely. Blocks it before you can even start. Violations of First Amendment. But in this case, they preempted the FDA and said, we're suing the FDA to stop them from stopping us and our promotion of this off-label use for our prescription fish oil. And this judge, Paul Engelmeyer, agreed in a 71-page opinion. And I'm going to tell you, I agree with him. I agree with Big Pharma in this case. I know. I'll slap myself later. Penance. I don't know. But the reality is, if you are a fan of the freedom of speech, the First Amendment, you've got to recognize that the First Amendment was not written for the things you necessarily agree with. In fact, it was written specifically for those that have disagreeable things to say, which is all the more upsetting when we talk about, for instance, the rebel flag, the Confederate flag, being banned. Again, violations of freedom of speech. You don't like what the rebel flag stands for, what you perceive it stands for. We might disagree with you on many of those focal points, and we're going to stand up for those even we disagree with their use of that flag. So the point is, we're consistent here. Even though it's big, bad pharma, I agree with this decision. However, this gets to what Super Don has said. What about the fair play? What about equal protection under the law? What about the dietary supplement industry? Would this company or any other pharmaceutical manufacturer that relies on the FDA to do its dirty work to prevent competition to its patented pharmaceuticals, would they stand up for a dietary supplement manufacturer doing the same thing? Saying, hey,
you want to know the answer to that?
Do you have the answer to that?
It's a resounding no, and here's the reason.
Oh, man.
Why? Here's the reason. Okay, what we've got here is a definition, an interpretation of what is truth. Because what they're saying in this decision is that they have the First Amendment right to free speech in order to share the truth with other people about off-label uses of this drug. So where is the truth? How do you define what the truth is?
Well, there's your question. Is it just that if it's the pharmaceutical truth? No, we don't allow the supplementary truth. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Well, the pharmaceutical industry has the corner on what the truth is.
Monopoly
because it has to meet their description, their parameters, in order to be truth. Anything outside of that, when we talk about this all the time, right?
Yeah.
The scientific method, evidence-based, science-based.
Well, you know what? We need to go to the FDA to find out what they're saying about this. In fact, it's time to bring on that...
Yeah, we are.
We're calling on the FDA. I know it's dangerous, but we have to. Superdome, we have to. Put on your flak jacket. Put on your helmet.
Oh, this is unprecedented.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA.
All right, here we go. Siding with Big Pharma and its First Amendment rights. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to the FDA for a comment. We need to know, what does the FDA think about this ruling and the fact that a pharmaceutical drug manufacturer of synthetic, if I will, synthetic, yes, partly, fish oil, that is prescription-based only, is trying to preempt the FDA's ability to say, no, you can't say that off-label stuff about it. Well, according to the FDA, they said all you had to do was come and ask. We just said it'd been okay. It's okay.
What?
Yeah, no, they're saying, why'd you sue us? We were okay with that. Really? Really?
Well, listen, the FDA team, they're surviving as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. So
right.
It's, maybe they would have said okay. They would have sided with the pharmaceutical. But wait a minute. They don't, though. They've gone at, I mean... There have been pharmaceutical reps
mm-hmm.
that have been convicted and companies that have been fined for doing this. So I don't know what to think here.
Well, the FDA evidently essentially said that it did not take issue with the with many of the company's plans, and that it would have permitted them if the company had just consulted regulators before filing its lawsuit. In other words, if you'd have just asked us nicely, said please, pretty please, we'd have said yes. Now, how many of you believe that? How many of you actually believe that? But this is the claim. The FDA said they could go ahead and do those things weeks ago. Why did you sue us? You didn't have to sue us.
So the FDA says you can't prescribe off-label, but had you asked us, we would have said okay.
We would have said yes. Again, this is the FDA team, schizophrenic as it is. Another quote here. If they want to strut, this is the FDA speaking out about this company. If they want to strut their stuff and think they accomplished a great achievement by beating the FDA in court, they're free to do it, right? It's like they're a little bruised and battered, but they don't want to show it, right? The FDA's upset because they lost. And then they're claiming, oh, you didn't have to do that. We would have been okay with that. No. This is how you deal with a bully.
In fact, they're saying, you did win. You just spent all this time and this money.
Right. You wasted your money. We would have said okay anyway, right? Gosh, man, this is amazing, isn't it? Now, I wish the dietary supplement industry had the money to hire Jonathan Emord on all of these cases, because he would beat them back, too. But even though he's beaten them on the selenium issue, it's still, you try to label selenium as a reversal of cancer. See what happens. See how well, even though Emord has won, how well will the FDA or FTC back down? Of course, the FTC jumps in when the FDA cannot. That is the game played on behalf of Big Pharma. We have a moment of duh next segment related to radioactive boobies. Yes, hide the kids.
Nice.
Yes.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmaceutical vaccine industry buying influence in the media and of media influencers? No, I'll say it isn't so. We'll get to that in a little while. Go to robertscottbell.com, see the links to all of the stories we intend to cover and some questions of the day we're going to get to as well. Super Don is here. I'm here. 866-939-BELL is the number. robertscottbell.com. Now, in addition to agreeing with Big Pharma for once, which is, I know, it's a shocker. People are probably still sitting down going, I can't get up. Did you hear that Robert Scott Bell agreed with Big Pharma? Of course, it's the consistency here that I think we have. That's our litmus test. Are we consistent in our principles and our principled application of those principles? Could that be the case? Yes, triple P, principles all the way around. And indeed, freedom of speech is for everybody, not just people you don't like or like, right? Except the FDA, FTC doesn't play it that way. They play favorites. And I mentioned this earlier last week about the idea, as a libertarian-leaning kind of guy, definitely, I still believe in some role for government, particularly when it comes to regulating artificial creations of the state. But the problem is most Americans are operating as if they are artificial creations of the state and playing along with the rules and regulations promulgated by the Fear and Death Administration when they don't apply to them, really, not to natural beings, humans. But of course, the distinction is lost on so many. In fact, many of you might be saying, Robert, what are you talking about? We mean, Well, the federal government does not look at you as a natural being, as a human. It looks at you as an artificial creation of it. You are a child of government. Stamp their forehead, give them the Social Security number, give them a birth certificate. You ask for permission to get married. Your license gives them access to the fruits of your labor, which are the children. And you see that the government takes your kids away when they don't like the way you're raising them. Non-vaccinated, you want to avoid drugs, you don't like public schools, government, and you see what I'm saying here? So these are the bigger issues that we cover from time to time. In fact, it's woven into everything we do here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. And others try, but they hurt themselves when they attempt to do these things. I want more people to do these things, talk about these things. But we're here for them should they get hurt. They stub their toe, they need some arnica, they need some silver gel, whatever. We got you covered. But now we got to talk about radioactive boobies. How's that for a segue, Super Don? You like that segue? Smooth as silk. What?
Yeah, totally.
Radioactive boobies? What? All right. Women treated for early breast cancer. The question is, if you had no other option but a long course of radiation or a short course of radiation, what would you choose?
Well,
what do you think would be better?
It depends on what you think about radiation.
Sure. Well, I know what Captain Kirk would say. I reject this Kobayashi Maru test. I'm going to reprogram the computers, and I'm going to choose selenium and iodine. Okay? I'm with you there.
Gotcha, Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The correct question on this is, if you had breast cancer and you had a choice between a long course of radiation or a short course of radiation, which one of those do you think would give you a higher quality of life? That would be the question.
Yeah, researchers in a study at UT published in the JAMA Oncology Journal, they actually assessed this. And, of course, the end result was, short course of radiation. If you're going to choose short course. It's devastating what's happening with this reliance that still persists in the oncological field as if radiation is a savior, if you will. And it's not. In fact, radiation causes cancer, ionizing radiation. And we're going to see higher rates of cancer, thyroid, and even breast. Otherwise, look around Japan, look around Fukushima, the great unknown. You can't mention Fukushima. It doesn't exist. Radiation, you can't see it, so it's not real. What's happening in the Pacific Ocean? They're basically getting oncologists treating the entire ocean. The oncologist's name is Dr. Fukushima. That's what's happening out there.
Yes, I know him well. I thought he was an optometrist. But listen, here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Mm-hmm. If you get a really high dose of poison or a very small, tiny dose of poison over a longer period of time, which one will make you die quicker?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it's the higher dose.
Right. This study fills in a missing piece in literature. You notice how it's like, it's a missing piece in the literature. No, it's a missing piece in your brain, you dunderheaded oncologist. You had to, we need peer review to confirm what is obviously true. Shorter bursts of radiation would be better for recovery in terms of quality of life than longer, which would guarantee more cancer in a much more rapid fashion. All right, folks, you're listening to The Place for Health Freedom and Healing Liberty. RobertScottBell.com, around the world through GCN. GCN Live, our syndicator, NaturalNewsRadio.com, iTunes, Epic Times, Stitcher, UK Health Radio, you name it. We're there for you. 866-939-BELL. We got questions of the day, and we got some vaccine updates from Sally L. Cordy next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to gcnlive.com/forum. That's gcnlive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Scott Bell Show. All right, if you're listening once a week, every week on this day, you're missing 5/6 of the show. That's right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. On our syndicator, GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. So if your radio station doesn't carry it 6 days a week, ask them. Otherwise, you got to listen online or catch the archives. They're all free, which is great. All I ask is that you say thank you to our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Those 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And we utilize them. We talk about them from time to time as well. And we also take some calls from time to time as well, in between questions of the day from you. Right now, we're going to hear from a good friend, Sally Alcorta. She's a real activist, real driven, real passionate about the issue of vaccines and your freedom to say no to them, maybe in fact to ban them, which they have certainly earned that. But what is the right strategy? Sally, you've been talking about it for a long time up there in New York. What's happening on the street?
Well, we have a lot going on. We'll just start with the city. We're still trying to get the mayor to revoke the vaccine mandates for 6 months to 5 years to attend daycare through kindergarten. We have a meningitis vaccine just passed at the state level for 7th and 12th graders, too. And then the New York Times came out and reported after it had passed, I believe it was the very next day, that the CDC ACIP recommends that it is not mandated. And that's so we're contacting the governor and asking him to veto S-4324A. Hoylman has proposed the addition of the HPV vaccine to the schedule. So we're talking about an unbelievable amount of vaccines on top of the regular schedule for other states. And, of course, the elimination of exemptions. This has been proposed by Hoylman also, as well as Dinowitz, Assemblyman. And this would affect, the removal of exemptions, non-medical exemptions, which in New York would be religious exemptions, which are very difficult to get. And I saw a map talking about exemptions. They said we have between 0.1% and 1% exemptions. My real concern has shifted. It used to be for all the disabled children that will result from this massive vaccine assault. Mm-hmm. My concern has shifted to the 1% who's going to have to mop up after this catastrophe. It's impossible. So I'm actually more concerned for the people who currently have exemptions than I am for the people who don't, because they're going to have to grow up and mind 99%
right.
of the population.
So, Sally, what you're saying is we need to protect the people that are awake already. But the question is, and I find it a strange irony, those on the liberal left progressive side that would normally be suspicious of big pharmaceutical companies have embraced it as if it were a religion, and they want everybody to take part in that sacrament, which is, of course, vaccination in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So can we not, have the people who are for mandated vaccines without exemption to basically take all the vaccines and catch up on them immediately, get everybody go in with a syringe?
Well, the adult vaccine schedule is just such a boon. I was looking at it, and I thought if you live to your 80 years old, you'll get 91 shots, not doses, shots, if you're a woman, and 94 if you're a man. The excipients table, I just was noticing with the meningitis vaccines, the meningitis B, has now E. coli in it, and one of them has the polysorbate 80, which is a sterilization component. But the federal government is certainly not helping with the H.R. 2232, which is Vaccinate All Children 2015, which basically withholds money from states that don't remove exemptions. And all of this is from the Healthy People 2020 plan, which is to remove all exemptions and to vaccinate all adults. So we are in a different environment than we've ever been in.
Yes.
We are seeing legislators who would never have voted to increase or mandate vaccines voting to do that. So it's a different game we're in.
Yeah, Sally, have you reviewed the Healthy People 2020 report?
Yes, I have.
And briefly, why should we be concerned about that report?
Because the intention is to remove all exemptions to get everybody fully vaccinated. That's its purpose.
Right. In violation of the equal protection under the law, the Constitution that limits government mandates in this regard, and basically it's corporate fascism, and it's turning everybody into vaccine robots, but not here, not now, not ever. Sally, how do people contact you, especially if you're in the New York City area and those that want to be activists with you in doing the good work that you're doing?
Thank you. If you're on Facebook, join Awake New York. And only if you want to get active. If you don't want to get active, I've got everything you need to know. If you're a parent, you can just look at the description. But if you want to get active, Awake New York.
Awake New York on Facebook. Sally Elcordia, I appreciate you so much and the energy that you put out there for protecting all the people. I'm glad that you're kind of refining the approach to protect those who already are awake and aware. It's not that we're abandoning those who aren't, but many of them attack us because they don't want to be protected because they don't perceive they need it. So we've got to help those who are ready to help themselves.
Well, I had an event the other day for legislators and parents called Vaccination 101, and I was very surprised to find that these young mothers were on the Internet, yet they had never heard of the CDC whistleblower, and they had children on the spectrum.
Right.
So I thought, wow, this is very disturbing in terms of, even though they're on the Internet. But I want to encourage everybody in America to utilize public access television. It has made a tremendous difference in my life because I'm in the streets every day. Now people cross the street to get my information.
Beautiful.
People smile at me. The children are just thrilled to see me. So public access television is breaking through. What, before they take it away,
yes,
like they did in the UK, everybody utilize that, please.
Yeah. God bless you, Sally. I appreciate you so much. I got some questions of the day I got to get to, but it's always great to hear your voice, and you continue to do great work on behalf of those who are injured and would be, and we want to protect them from that ever happening. So thank you again, Sally.
Okay. True.
All right. Take care. So listen, that's a real life activist out there, walking the walk, and not everybody has the courage, time, energy, and inclination to do that, but certainly support people like Sally. Get out there and talk to somebody. This is not a time to remain quiet any longer. Not that I understand the law of silence. Believe me, I do. We're not trying to violate the rights of others to be left alone. But right now, our right to be left alone is being violated by those who believe in a mandate, if you will, to pharmaceutically experiment upon all of us and all of our children and grandchildren. And I'd say that you've got to put your foot down at a certain point or else the foot is going to be gone. Or either that or it'll be syringe needles in it. Because that's their intent. So with that, let's go back to our listeners. And we have these things that they're called questions. They come in from time to time.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we've got a few questions of the day. We'll see how many I can get to this hour, if not next. This one comes from Steven. It says, hey, RSB, love the show. Thank you for all the great info. You recently answered a question from a woman named Sarah about rheumatoid arthritis. Go back, by the way, listen to the archives. It's all there. You can download them after the fact. She happens to be my wife. Oh, okay, so Stephen's wife. I answered a question for Stephen's wife. I am her husband, whom is and always will be a patient of our beloved late, great Dr. Gonzalez. Rest in peace. Oh, my goodness. So this is really getting interesting here now. I had the fortune of knowing him for the year and some months that I did. I was diagnosed with smoldering myeloma at age 30, Dr. Nick put me on what he calls a balanced carnivore diet, pretty much the easiest diet to follow. I'm instructed to eat pretty much any whole food I want, but the staple of the diet requires red meat 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm completely happy with that. With all the research I've done in light of metabolic typing and different foods for different people, why do people still believe everyone needs to alkalize? Nice question, Stephen. He continues, he says, my body is genetically parasympathetically dominant, which means I'm too alkaline. What is your take on the misconception that properly sourced grass-finished red meat is bad for us? I tried veganism and lost my energy, and once I discovered my Dr. Nick, nutrition made so much sense. Thank you, Stephen. Well, you're right. Now, I don't claim to be a fraction of the intelligence level of my good friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez, rest his soul. But I do, and I had come to the same conclusion in my own life, through my own experience, that not everybody can be a vegan vegetarian. There are certain needs that certain bodies and body types have for different forms of food as they come in. And I know this is upsetting to those who have religious or cult-like beliefs in either carnivorous diets or vegetarian diets. I'm neither. I'm about healing. And that's what Dr. Nick was about. That's why he didn't sign on to dogma. He found out what worked for his patients, and he worked with it. If the patient indicated that they needed, based on what he had to determine, that they needed animal proteins, he said, yes, you need animal proteins. And I've interviewed good doctors. These are good people, some who have said upside down in every which way but loose, no way that anybody should eat meat at all. Sorry, dude, you're too dogmatic. Now, would most people going on a vegetarian diet benefit from that, at least for the short term? I could argue that most would. I'm not saying 100%, but most would, because of the digestive weaknesses that are out there due to being assaulted by big pharma, by the big food, if you will, all of the things that have corrupted our digestive system, which is why I talk so extensively over the years here and continue to do so on GI health and GI recovery. This whole concept of everybody needs to alkalize, you need to do it this way, and it's the only way. No. We all are biochemically unique. We all have similar needs, and then we have some needs that are a little different in terms of how we access those needs. The one thing I would say that is common to all of us, we all need a really good functioning liver. Raise your hand if you don't need a good functioning liver. If you raise your hand, you're a numbnut. Yeah, don't do that. We all need a good functioning liver. The liver is the organ that binds and excretes. It's the detoxification.
Don't you have two? What? You just have an extra one, don't you?
You have an extra liver? Super, Don. I didn't know this about you.
Oh, no. That's the kidney. Never mind.
Yes, that's right. No wonder why you're so super. You had two livers. Nothing can stop you. You're stronger than Rasputin. By the way, check out the picture. Where is Super Don? Where's Waldo? You can figure it out on the way. A lot of cacti in that picture. So, in reference to your question, Stephen, yes, I believe that you need to find. Now, there are many different ways to do it. Nick used some hair sampling and some pretty semi-esoteric concepts in radionics as such. But there are other simpler ways that can be done. Dr. King does that a lot, like applied kinesiology, body testing. You can use pendulum, any number of ways that you can sense if you're not sure intellectually from a mental perspective what is the right food for you. Make sure it's clean. But you can test your own body. Your body is smarter than your mind is, and much smarter than any doctor can be. So carry on, Stephen, my friend. Thank you to you and your wife for reaching out. RobertScoutBell.com. We got lots more questions of the day to answer. But first, we got to deal with refined carbohydrates. Could they be depressing you? Oh, my gosh.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Mentioned the liver just a little bit ago. I just want you to go out and get some Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, learn about it, and then brew up some life change tea. Good for your liver. Simple stuff. Simple ways to go. There are so many more ways we can help you, but that's a good one. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, get some life change tea. Now, here's the conclusion to this next study. I'm just going to, the conclusion statement in the article at healthfinder.gov. So follow this logic. Quote, and this is from some kind of registered dietitian who's into this. People are just starting to explore the connection between nutrition and mental health.
And oh,
I think,
really?
Yes, yeah, I know. And I think this work will add fuel to a fascinating area of study, which is certainly worthy of more investigation.
Ah,
oh, really? Yeah. Nutrition and mental health connections, right? What people are you talking about? The pharmaceutical myrmidons and minions that accept money from the government via Big Pharma? Of course, they are not allowed to study this level of nutrition, unless the idea is to synthesize one of those nutrients and then sell it to you as an antidepressant. So what's the headline read? Could too many refined carbs make you depressed? This study found... Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we've already answered this 3,000 times.
Many times, right? Many times. But, we got new listeners all the time. The audience is growing.
Well,
the audience
I'm not talking
listening.
About for the listeners. I'm talking about these knuckleheads that keep asking the question, the scientists.
Who cares about the knuckleheads? We don't care about them, do we? We're so uncaring about them.
Oh,
just rude.
We care about them. Just...
I know, we care.
Anyway.
We care too much. I think we need to back off on the caring part for them. For now. Just like Sally, Sally taught us a good lesson today.
Tough
I thought
love.
It was great.
Tough love.
You know, it's like, listen, you can't save everybody. You got to be there for them when they're ready to reach out to you. But if you try to reach them too soon, they will beat you.
with your kindness, with your goodness.
It's like dragging the old lady across the street, right?
You got it. And she didn't want to go. Don't do it. Don't do it, folks. A study found postmenopausal women who ate more processed foods faced higher risk of mood disorder. Now, of course, this would work the same way for premenopausal women and non-menopausal men, too. But for some reason, they focused on postmenopausal women. You know who you are. Refined carbs, white bread, sodas. It's not only about weight gain and weight loss. It's literally about the interaction with the body and depression. And how is this happening? Now, I've talked about, this is almost one of the first things I talked about when I started in broadcast media in 1999, the issue of hypoglycemia. Refined carbs coming in, causing a blood sugar spike and an immediate insulin response, driving your blood sugar so low you get into what's known as hypoglycemia. Hypo, not hyper, but hypo. And at that point, all bets are off in terms of higher functioning. That higher functioning, including knowing what's right and wrong. Case in point, the school shootings that we see and hear about and have for 20-plus years associated with children who are hypoglycemic and on psychiatric medicines that do not address hypoglycemia whatsoever. And these people are just, they've lost the ability to govern their own behavior, even if they knew right and wrong, right? They always say, little Johnny was so good, I don't understand what happened. Well, it's because even good kids, when they are starved of oxygen and nutrients and sugars to their brain, can do horrible things. They become, you know, animals in a sense where, you know, Wakiva Springs, just north of Orlando, somebody went out swimming in Wakiva Springs. Not the actual park where it's safe to swim. My kids have swum. But there are areas where you can canoe and kayak that are out in the wilds of Wakiva. And this lady went swimming and she got her arm bit off by an alligator. Now, I bring that up just so you understand that the human being, if you take the higher function away and you go down to that lower brain, so to speak, you become the animal. You become the alligator. You don't control your behavior. You will snap at anything. You will bite anything. You understand where you get this point of not only depression, but anger manifesting in brutal and sometimes violent ways. So you begin to crave these carbs. It's the quick fix and then the crash afterwards. And what I learned later, in addition to what I did homeopathically to address hypoglycemia, which was with the homeopathic remedies Lycopodium and Iris, Lycopodium, L-Y-C-O-P-O-D-I-U-M, and Iris, I-R-I-S. Years later, ran into my good buddy Chris Barr, nutritional historian, and he began to introduce me to the concepts of whole food nutrition, which I was utilizing, but didn't have all the words in history and science to support it. And we began experimenting with the GTF chromium, the whole food form. And if you took 100 micrograms of that stuff 3 times a day, call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Load up right now. Choosetobehealthy.com. Call him 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. And you could reverse these impacts all the while you're beginning to eat more whole foods instead of refined foods. But you can reverse hypoglycemia. You can reverse type 2 diabetes. All right, that's it for hour one. After the news, we got lots more healing to go, including vaccine makers buying influence. Even though the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.